Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman is out again today. He will be back with us in a couple of days. He had some things he had to take care of and was out of the office when we needed to record these. So it's me again flying solo, and in today's episode 232, we're talking about three major ways page builders will speed up workflow for professionals. In the WordPress community, this has happened more maybe, you know, a year or two, 3 years back, but it still kind of lingers on where there's almost like a negative stigma with page builders, people that have been using WordPress for a while and, you know how to code from scratch. They kind of look down on page builders and think that's kind of cheating or it's cheap or whatever. That's changing quickly now that page builders are becoming fully mainstream and professionals are using them. But I wanted to outline a couple of reasons that make page builders awesome for professionals and help you streamline your workflow and be able to create websites a lot faster. So the first way that page builders will speed up workflow for professionals is page builders give you total design control. That means no more editing PHP templates to get the layout and design you want. With traditional WordPress themes, rely on the PHP template. And in order to really customize it, you have to customize a PHP template unless the theme has, you know, a bunch of controls and settings built in. And so it's very limiting. But with a page builder, you have full edge-to-edge control over the design. You can design any layout you want, add any type of content you want with all the different modules and so forth. So page builders give you total design control, which right there is the biggest reason it will drastically speed up your development and design time. And now the second reason, or the second way that page builders will speed up your workflow, is layouts. All the big page builders out there, now you know David and I, we use Divi and we teach Divi and talk about Divi a lot, but layouts are a part of all the major page builders. Layouts allow you to reuse previously designed sections. So for example, if you design a really awesome contact form, well, you can reuse that contact form on other websites. You can export it, import it, make some customizations, and then go. You don't have to redesign that contact page layout every single time. And another way that layouts can help you streamline your workflow is using other designers' layouts as a starting point. So all the page builders will come with layouts. Divi has been pumping them out, very, very high quality layouts that you can use as a starting point. It's way quicker and easier to customize an existing design than it is to start from scratch and have a blank slate. And so you can come up with some really awesome designs that in the end don't really look anything like the layout that you started with, but just having something there kind of helps you get the juices flowing rather than just a blank piece of paper, essentially. So that's the second reason. And the third reason why page builders will speed up your workflow is the use of global sections or modules. Now, every page builder might have a slightly different way of naming it. In Divi, they're called global sections and modules, or global rows as well. And essentially what that means is you can make a section, row, or module global. And when you add that same global section, row, or module to any other place on the page or any other page on the website, automatically it stays in sync. And so if you make a change on one page in a global module and that same global module is used elsewhere, well, that change is going to be reflected all across the site. And so this is really great, for example, like call to action modules. You might have a section of your site that's going to be pretty much the same on every single page of your website, you know, and it says, get started now and we'll design your dream website, you know, and it looks really good. It's very eye-catching. You spend a lot of time designing it. Well, you don't want to have to redo that in the page builder every single time you want to use it on every single page. And also you don't want to have to export it and then import it again. So you can just make it global, add it to your library, and then add it to each page that you want it on. And then later when you make changes to it, it's going to change it on all the pages. That way you don't have to keep doing it every single time.
And so that's a great time saver right there. Divi in particular, I don't know if the other page builders have this, but Divi has the ability where you can choose what settings you want to sync. So you can sync all the design settings, but you might have slightly different content on every page. So on, you know, one page you might say, let us build you your dream website. And then on another page, it's let us create for you a marketing campaign that works. And then another page, it says something else. Well, you could have it so if you change the colors slightly or whatnot, then those changes will be globally reflected, but the content will be different for each one. So that's the third way. So that is three major way page builders will speed up workflow for professionals. Now, obviously there's a lot more that goes into this. I guess there's a lot more ways that page builders can help you save time as a WordPress web design professional. These are the three major ways that David and I agree can help streamline that process. Of course, there's more. So that's it for this episode, episode 232. Tomorrow we will be talking about some troubleshooting that I went through and had to deal with. And unfortunately, I wasted a lot of time, unnecessary waste of time. And so I'll kind of walk through how that happened. And then in a couple days, David will be back with us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.